Activists say World Bank loan requirements force poor countries to loosen labor laws to attract investment. Steve Watrous of the Wisconsin Fair Trade Campaign says there's a clear link between these policies and Wisconsin companies like Briggs and Stratton moving jobs to Mexico.
It was the World Bank that made it easier for jobs to leave Wisconsin.
Watrous says it was lobbying from his group and strong resolutions of support from the city of Milwaukee and Racine County that prompted the State Investment Board to drop World Bank bonds from the state portfolio. But the board's public information officer says that's not the case.
We do not look at the social issues surrounding a particular investment.
Vicki Herring says the board's recent decision not to renew $15 million in World Bank bonds was based solely on the poor returns the bonds were bringing in for the state retirement fund.
By law, we have to look at the investments based on the financial impact on the returns for the pension fund. And that's what we base each of our individual investment decisions on.
Steve Watrous of the Fair Trade Campaign says he's not surprised by that response.
Never expected that they would actually announce a policy, though we would like it. But we did want them to get out of the business, and they have. So we think it was because of the pressure, and they found a way to do it, saying that the returns weren't that great. It is a risky investment. A lot of countries are, you know, really going bankrupt under these World Bank bond restrictions.
Watrous adds that the nation's largest retirement fund, TIAA CREF, and the California State Retirement Fund have both dropped World Bank bonds. Still, Wisconsin officials say the State Investment Board has not made any binding pledges and could buy the bonds again in the future if their returns improve. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.